Hello and welcome to another edition of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. The television show Star Trek predicted a lot of social and technological trends that are huge today, from cell phones to interracial relationships to the downfall of Shatner. Now, you gotta read between the lines for that last one, but it's in there. But we've finally arrived at a point where we are developing technologies beyond what Star Trek has predicted. Several companies, from Google to Uber to Ford, are investing and testing autonomous cars. Yes, that's right. The so-called robot cars are hitting the streets. Conspiracy theorists, sharpen your pens. It won't take long for there to be a conspiracy theory about how the Illuminati and the Decepticons are teaming up to take over the Earth one horsepower at a time to create Skynet and use humans as battery packs to eventually just take over the galaxy. Now, self-driving cars have been a subject of discussion for years, and there's two ways about going about developing this. First is the piecemeal concept. Teach the cars about lanes and how to change lanes, you know, the basics of any driver's test. Then you put the car in cruise control and it drives for you on highways and easy-to-drive roads. This is basically making what people think cruise control is into a reality. Science has finally caught up to untested expectation. Then the driver takes over for any kind of complicated driving because, well, these robot brains aren't complex enough to handle all of that. The other option is the moonshot option. This is what Google wants out of autonomous cars. No pedals, no steering, no brakes. It's all controlled by the cars. Conspiracy theorists now believe that Google is in cahoots with the Decepticons and the Autobots, playing both sides to cover their bases. Nothing is scarier than a Decepticon that is connected to Google and is manipulating search results for Hillary. And nothing is more depressing than an Autobot trying to convince you about election fraud while trying to get you some Jamba Juice. The issue with the moonshot is that maps and cities are complex, so we'd have to build specific roadways for these cars to operate on, segregating them from every other car on the road, which is going to be a huge issue when these cars become sentient and approach the singularity. I bet this is what pissed off Skynet to kill all humans. Bot segregation. Now, in order for this idea to work, we'd have to create a mapping tool that knew exactly where school zones were and specific right turn lanes. It's like the robot version of the townie that knows where all the hidden landmarks within the city are. And these maps would have to be highly sophisticated, way better than Google Maps is now. And then finally, we'd have a map where humans have no chance of beating that ETA. Uber is launching autonomous cars in Pittsburgh, but they've started with the piecemeal idea rather than the moonshot. They'll have two drivers sitting in the car to make sure that the car is going to the right places and is on the plotted course. And at the moment, there are only a few neighborhoods that have driverless cars. So currently, these cars will be on a plotted course, and you'll lose the human touch of knowing some secret route and secret streets to get on to save you some time. And we've all had that conversation with our friend, right? Just, to get on, don't take sixth, because what you want to do is make that right onto Row Way, and then when you go, keep going, because you're going to want to take that left onto McGillicuddy, but don't do that because there's that weird guy that's outside his house just cleaning a shotgun, and it's very unsettling. It's very unsettling, so you just want to keep going on Row, hit 15th, and then make that left turn at 15th, and it'll save you like 20 minutes, and you probably won't get shot. The question is, how are these cars supposed to figure out changing traffic, pedestrians, bicycles, if the GPS they're using isn't all that perfect? Well, that's where the laser radar comes in, or the LIDAR. This is basically eyes for cars. So now we've moved away from sourcing from Star Trek, and we're looking to Disney to get our technological inspiration. In 2 years, flying carpets will be in development, and my life will be a living hell. there is an aggressive pursuit from these companies for getting autonomous cars on the road. General Motors is partnering with Lyft on this tech, Uber is expanding their software even further, and Ford wants to have a hybrid moonshot car on the roads by 2021. That's 5 years from now, people. And we were all complaining last year that we didn't have a flying car. Well, if Ford has its way, we will have a flying car in about 20 years. But see, obstacles are going to come from the Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administrations. Their laws have not caught up to the technology, which makes sense if you pay attention to history. Most laws are not a big fan of progress because, you know, change is hard, and it makes the brain circuitry of bureaucracy sizzle and catch on fire. The DOT and the NHTSA are fans of the piecemeal idea, which is fair. That is a good place to start. Like I mentioned, right now, our mapping technology isn't good enough yet, but computers always learn, like our phones. We all bitch about the autocorrect function, but it's pretty handy when it knows when you're about to say the or fuck. So these government bodies just need to be open to the idea, and then there's no reason why we can't have moonshot autonomous cars on the roads by 2021. And maybe, just maybe, these cars will learn enough about driving and the process behind it that they can make the DMV far more efficient and less of a waking nightmare. But Google wants it now. Stop being a petulant dick, Google. Okay, maybe if you would stop manipulating search results and focus your energy on driverless cars, we wouldn't have to wait 5 years. Chris Urmson of the Google Self-Driving Car Project says they want fully autonomous cars because they don't want drivers to interfere with the computer. Look, Urmson, computers get glitches. Until you can fix those, we need a Control-Alt-Delete option for these driverless cars. Autonomous cars are just the progress of technology, and it makes sense for ride-sharing companies to invest in that tech, but it does take away the human experience. Going for a drive is how a lot of teenagers spend their time, not getting into debauchery. Plus, sometimes it's the only place for you to have sex as a teen. And with self-driving cars, you'd be paranoid if the car is watching you lose your virginity. You pervy, pervy Decepticons. Aside from losing some of the human experiences with driving, this does open up a lot of options for better types of jobs. Jobs that require a specific skill and deserve to get paid more, despite what the 1% thinks. And certain jobs just won't be automated. They will always require the human touch. The hope is by 2021, Ford does get to make these autonomous cars, and they make them cost-effective so that us serfs can afford the luxuries of technology. If not, then let's all stand still in time and let Skynet come to us. But perhaps cars are something we should be looking to automate. And sure, the fear is that we'll eventually create Skynet that'll transform into an Autobot or a Decepticon, but if that's our future, then maybe we should try to be smarter than the technology we create and stop declining progress. Or if cars become Transformers, then that might give us the opportunity to build even better technology so that we can start exploring space and start going back to sourcing good ideas from Star Trek. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in Virginia, North Carolina, upstate New York, Ohio, and Kentucky. For all my tour dates, you can go to ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N noodlescomedy.com. You can also download my new album, How Not to Fit In, there. And you can also get exclusive stand-up comedy content and Forkful of Noodles by subscribing to my Bandcamp. It's only $5 a month. You can go to ramennoodlescomedy.bandcamp.com. And if you want to support all my DIY projects, you can donate to my Patreon at patreon.com/krishmohanhaha. All the details are in the description below, and thanks for getting into it.